All information contained in this podcast is general in nature and does not consider your individual circumstances. You should consider the appropriateness of this information with regards to your individual objectives, financial situation, and needs. Welcome to Sharing More Than the Sheets, a podcast to help you and your partner make better financial and lifestyle decisions so that you can both focus on the things that you love. I'm your host, Michael Curry, financial planner, green thumb, husband, and just dad. This segment is called Michael's Magic Moment. It's my opportunity to play a little snippet from one of our previous episodes, which resonated with our listeners, that I received feedback from, or I felt really had an impact on some people's lives. Hope you enjoy. Learning to say no to someone is actually harder than many people think. For me, I see myself as someone that I'm a people pleaser. I like to please everyone around me, and that's a great thing. I think it's a good trait to have, but also I think it's a very strong weakness. And the issue with that is that it is hard to say no to people. It's hard to say no to friends, family, clients, business professionals, and being in the position where you find it really hard to say no, you also can give yourself reasons or excuses as to why you shouldn't say no to people as well, because we're great at convincing ourselves of things. Today's episode, I really wanted to highlight the importance of saying no, the importance of looking at your situation and being like, you know what, I'm sorry, but I can't do that, or I'm sorry, but things need to change, or this isn't going to happen, or I need to look at what's important for me as a person and as a business owner, or as a husband, or as a wife, or whatever it may be. As you're listening to this episode, you might be relating to this topic in some way or another. So, because it applies to us personally and professionally. As an advisor, I see many situations where somebody really should have said no. And part of those reasons could be personally when it comes to buying things, and it comes to being at the shops and seeing something on sale, for example, that you probably don't need, but your kids really want it or your partner really wants it, but you know, financially, it's a very bad decision. Sometimes it could be career-wise at work, you know, having other coworkers throwing tasks on you, saying, hey, look, can you do this for me? Can you do this? Can you do this? And our natural instinct usually is to say, yeah, of course, I'll do it. You know, I've got time. I'll make time. I'll make it work. But we regret it because it creates stress. It creates extra pressure, unnecessary pressure as well in most cases, which can normally spill into our personal life. A third example could be socially with friends. And for example, friends asking for favors as well, or even in a business setting, you know, willing to, you know, trying as a business owner to help as many people as you can, and sometimes shooting yourself in the foot, you know, where you've probably taken too much on and it affects other parts of your business. So I think this is a very important topic. It's something we need to regularly discuss, and it's something that you may actually feel you need to share with your partner or your friend or family or coworker or business partner. And it's a very hard thing to do, but learning to say no is probably one of the best skills that you'd be able to develop in your life, because it's something that's going to help you personally, professionally, financially. And I really hope you enjoy this part of this episode that I'm about to drop now and go back to. And I hope you can share it with someone that probably needs to listen to it, where either they or you need to learn to say no. The first process and the first step involved in learning to say no is to practice it. So the number one rule is to get comfortable with saying no. So to understand, first of all, why you're saying no to somebody, and to remind yourself that you're saying it for the right reasons. Now, some people don't like disappointing others. They don't like offending other people, and they will agree to most requests that people ask them of, or if they see something that they really want, they just get it. And it's not about having lack of self-control, but it's just about having very high levels of empathy, or to have a particular need or a weakness to really, really buy something when you want it. The second thing is to know your priorities and to remind yourself of these priorities. So if your priority is to save up for a house deposit, for example, and you're at the shops and you see a $5,000 couch that's half price, and you have a pretty good couch at home, but this couch is really, really nice. Understanding your priorities and reminding yourself of your priorities at that one particular moment will most likely affect whether you purchase that couch or not. And if you walk away from that couch, your life is just as better off compared to if you had never even seen that couch to begin with. So knowing your priorities and reminding yourself of these priorities is very, very important. And one way to do that is to vocalize your goals. So to actually to tell other people about your goals, whether it's a financial advisor or your partner, tell them what your goals are, have it written down, talk about it. And by doing that, you're a lot less likely to abandon those goals and you're a lot less likely to ignore them when it comes to making certain decisions, like saying yes or no to something. A lot of unnecessary spending can be linked to social status, so keeping up with the Joneses. I'm one of the first people to say that I like particular things. I like nice things. I like technology, for example. I love technology. And sometimes when we start comparing what we have to other people, we get very, very obsessed with actually trying to make sure that we can keep up with what they have, because we feel that if we have something that isn't as nice as this other person's, for example, our status may be lower, for example, or we suddenly are not content with what we have because we see somebody that has something better. So being aware of that particular habit can really make a difference on someone's financial life. And if I'm talking to a couple right now, sometimes one person in the relationship has a lot more of a, you can say a lot more, this particular trait of trying to keep up with the Joneses can be a lot more prevalent in one person over another. So reminding yourselves of these points and reminding yourselves of your priorities, and before you make a decision, thinking, look, hold on a second, are we doing this because we want to do it, or are we doing it, or are we buying it because we want to keep up with the Joneses? Another point is by planning your money and by planning your finances and giving yourself restrictions around what you spend and when you spend it, you are going to be a lot more likely to say no to things. For example, if you've given yourself a budget to spend $500 a month on shopping, for example, and you've already blown that budget for the month and you see something that you want to buy, you're going to be a lot more likely to remind yourself that you've exceeded your target or your goal, and you're not going to spend more than you should. Now, that's not going to happen all the time. It's not a perfect world, and we are humans. But by having proper planning in place and by having proper structure in place in how money is planned and how it's managed, you're a lot more likely to be aware if you've gone over. And secondly, you're a lot more likely to have mental strength or to have mental courage, essentially, to be like, no, I'm not going to purchase that item, or I'm going to say no to that person because I've already reached my quota, or I've gone over, or I'm almost about to go over what the goal that I set myself for the month, for example. So all in all, when it comes to making decisions, whether it's money decisions, whether it's life decisions, even at work, when people are asking you, hey, can you do this for me? Can you do this? Can you do that? By following some of these points and having a think about why you're actually responding, how you're responding to that person, and whether you are just saying yes because you are going to feel guilty or you're going to feel bad, you need to just stop for a second and actually think about your process and what you're actually committing to. So many times I see people that overcommit. Now, whether it's as a financial advisor, they overcommit to certain expenses in their lives, so whether it's helping other people, or whether it's when they can't afford it, or whether it's potentially overcommitting to a car loan and buying a car and suddenly having $1,000 a month worth of repayments when $1,000 a month of repayments is not even in the budget or it's not even affordable. Or they just have lots of different subscriptions, for example. And it's such an important point to talk about, because most of the time we do these things because, as I said, we don't plan, or we feel guilty saying no to people, or we just let our emotions get the best of us. stopping for a moment, having a financial advisor or having someone to talk to about these things does help because you have an outsider's perspective. I actually have some clients who literally call me before they make any significant purchase. And most of the time, it's not really me saying no or yes to them. It's just them running something past me and wanting to talk to a second person and just say, hey, listen, I'm looking at this car. I've done the research. I think it's a great idea. I just want to go through my reasoning with you, Michael. Is that okay? You know, and of course it's okay. It's what I'm here for. But it's sometimes really important to vocalize these things and to discuss them and to walk through your thought process with somebody. Again, like this couch. Let's say, for example, you do see a $5,000 couch and it's half price and you go through the reasoning in your head and you think, yeah, this makes a lot of sense. It's half price. My couch is great. It does what it needs to do, but it is getting a little bit old and it doesn't really match my new carpet that I bought last week. And I think I really need this couch. But then you talk to a friend that says, well, hold on a second. Your couch is fine. Your couch does everything you want it to do. I actually really like your couch. And aren't you saving up for that holiday that you want to take in 3 months? So suddenly having that discussion changes everything. Because you, instead of you trying to convince yourself that you want this particular couch, you have somebody coming in from an objective perspective that has no emotional input or no one that is not emotionally vested into your situation in any way, shape, or form, telling you the hard facts and telling you basically what you should be caring about or reminding you what you should be caring about and what you should be focusing on. So what I'd like you to do is have a think about the last 10 times you said yes to somebody. So whether it's paying for something, buying something, or even committing to something, and ask yourself whether you actually should have said yes or not. Re-evaluate that decision of saying yes. Work out, was it worth it for you? Was it the right thing to do personally? Was it the right thing to do financially? And if not, next time you are asked a question or next time you're in a situation where you have the decision to say yes or no, think about your previous decisions and whether you're just going to be repeating history all over again. Thanks for joining us on Sharing More Than the Sheets. Please make sure you subscribe to be updated with future episode releases and feel free to share this episode with any friends or family that you think it might benefit. Please visit us at sharingmorethanthesheets.com.au to submit questions or requests for future podcast topics. These podcasts have been brought to you by Better Financial Planning Australia. To book a 15-minute phone chat, visit betterfinancialplanning.com.au.